Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is October the 1st, 2020. And I have a special guest on. We're going to speak of health issues, and we're going to talk about the UN agenda. That said, I have Ember on, and Ember is going to be posting on the forum from time to time on the Stu Web new forum. By the way, we've been trolled to death. It's cost me a ton of more time, but I'm taking care of them. I'll be adding to the list here in the next couple of days. Every few days, I'll add their list up because they've been banned and blocked, so we don't have this governmental intervention of free speech. With that said, Ember, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'd like to start off with a prayer. If you guys could pray for God's hand of protection to hide us, all of us, and Stu Web from the evil ones, and let my voice be heard, and for you to accept it. And 2 Timothy, for there will come a time when there will not ensure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. So here we go. Please pray for us, and please donate to Stu Web. It's been a nightmare. And here we go. The United Nations Genocide Treaty, okay, President Bush signed in 1988. And we're going to go there. And how do they plan on doing this? Well, we've all been under quarantine lockdown, okay, coronavirus lockdown. Corona means crown. The virus is the serpent venom, okay? You know, the stingers, the scorpion sting in the Bible, that'll sting man for 5 months and you will not die and you will suffer. We're walking in these days. And this is a plan. We're using Revelations as a movie script. This is the movie we're watching, step by step. And please protect yourself. And this is how it works. Okay, we're watching California.
I forgot it for the, because we're friends, for the edification of the listeners. You're a former nurse. I mean, you were on top of it. You saved my life. You cured me of psoriasis, folks. Vitamin D deficiency, liquid vitamin D. She said, go look at these pictures. Do you look like this? Yeah. Unbelievable. And here they're thinking I'm having a heart attack from this. Probably getting zapped. Plus, I don't drink milk, but you did save my life.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Thank you. Because my blood pressure was shooting up there, folks, at around 180. 160 to 180, I was ready for another heart attack, and they couldn't figure out what it was. Amber figured it out. The doctors and the nurses, nobody could figure it out. Psoriasis, put this cream on it. Go ahead and die. Okay, go ahead, Amber.
We are the children of light. We are sunlight, and we're water beings, okay? Your body is like 83% water, okay? And we're salt beings. Americans are the most malnutrition, sick, fat, obese, autistic people in the world. The Red Cross announced last year that the average age of dementia is going to be 36. Bloomberg was running for president, and he laughed and said the farmers lacked brain matter. Okay, that's where we're going to. Okay, I'm going to throw in some biblical. And then I'm going to bring it back to us. Okay, I have been shown this by the grace of God. I'm nobody special. I'm a sinner. I am nothing without my Father. And we're living in the Antichrist system, okay? God said, you know, love thy father, love thy brother, and love thy Holy Spirit. Well, we offer our sons and our fathers up to go fight for these wars. And the only thing these wars are about is about the children's hormone, okay? It's about adrenochrome. All right, all these wars have been about harvesting the children's blood, adrenochrome. That's what it is. The children's, it's hormones, and it's their adrenochrome. They get drunk on this. It keeps them young. Huh?
These are the human sacrifices that these Satanists do. As an example, folks, look on StuWeb.com. There's a video up there in the break news column. I put up there a month ago or so about the FBI raid on a satanic cult doing a human sacrifice. They just performed one in California. Go ahead.
Well, they perform them all the time, and we're coming up on a full moon tonight, So I need you all to go outside and pray against them, okay? Let all of their darkness or weaknesses come to light. Okay, 800,000 children in America go missing every year. 250,000 young adults go missing every year. Yet this government brings in 1 million refugees a year. This is what it is. This is what the system is. We came over as pilgrims. Then some of us came in over here as indentured servants. Some of us came over here as prisoners. Some of us came over here as war refugees. And some of us came over here as slaves. And now we have more war refugees. It's all about harvesting the child's adrenochrome and blood. They get high on it. It keeps them young. It's better than our Viagra. And this is, it keeps them, it's all about harvesting the children's hormones out.
There was an agreement in it. It's not secret, and it was that Eisenhower agreement. Now, I recently put up Eisenhower's granddaughter sending the message back to the New World Order crowd to go to hell, because that's where you're going. We're going to get rid of you, the human race.
I know how we can get rid of them.
Here, hang on to your thoughts. There's an agreement that her grandfather had signed that I'm aware of. It was a 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, where the aliens would give us technology and visibility. That's Montauk. I mean, not that's space-time Montauk, but it was the Philadelphia experiment occurred in the late 40s. That was because of the agreement that they were pushing towards. But John Lear, my friend, the test pilot, CIA pilot, still living, made Art Bell famous and others. John's father was Lear Jets. He owned Lear Jets. He sold it, took the contract with the government to build our flying saucers. There were 150 of them. I interviewed John one time on the air and admitted to it that he heard that number, and his father was forced out because his father started telling a couple of people what he was building, what he was doing. But they made 150 of these. Now, they're parked north of Las Vegas in a hole out there, probably other places by now that our government has. That's where an enormous amount was parked. That's the reason that whole section out in Vegas and on out is all top secret, and you know, it's like, you know, they talk about Area 51. It isn't that. It's Papoose Lake, Nevada, where the alien base is. It's in there. And Ed Slade worked there, and you can listen to interviews of him. I'm trying to get the other two and get them up, but they're there to be heard on the website. But with what we're dealing with now, we came from all this technology of this alien agreement, invisibility. As an example, they call it the OG meter, OG meter. It can be found in the book, the series of the Montauk Project, it's called. And I talked to the guy that would help develop that years ago, alive but dead. His wife, him and his children, he was raising the children because they loved each other enough, but he got put in a box where he had to actually be dead, confirmed being dead. So I'm aware of a lot of things. Now, this agreement they made, and the technology that Ed told me before I left Las Vegas in 2002, and he was later murdered, and they found 2,000 spots in his brain where he'd been lasered in the brain, hit in the head, like you. We're going to talk about this technology in a moment. But that agreement has come so far beyond anybody's imagination. Now, Al Martin, I ran contra with some lawyers. He used to tell me there were 13 by the president, but he wouldn't tell me who the hell they were. And he wouldn't define it. And I found out Leonard Millman, my ex-in-law, was one of them. Now it's Larry Mizell that alien lives in. They call them aliens inside the government, top secret stuff. But I call them fallen angels. And that's what they are, the fallen angels. And they brought the technology that they're using now to fry everybody and make them little robots. So I want people to understand electronics is their game, and it has come to that with the 5G and all the other stuff that they're going to manipulate the brain with. But the endorphins and these genes you're talking about, that's in the blood, that they're after in particular. Now, you're the nurse. You would know more than me, but I heard that years ago something to do with the endorphins. It gets them high. It does this to them. It does that to them, the whole bit. These Satanists. Now, we got a human sacrifice. It's going to be a big one because of the full moon. It always is. big party. Larry Mizell likes to go out there to his little park in Denver, you know, and go out and celebrate out there, and then they'll kill a kid someplace. I mean, it's sick stuff. The old Navari was the place they did it there. I mean, I've tracked these bastards for years because of Leonard Millman and not knowing, and Martin would never tell me who the 13 were, but Otis Johnson did. If people want to listen to an interview with Otis Johnson, they didn't know he was being recorded, and he was a top-secret NSA super spook. Listen to it. It's up on my website in the Breaking News column. It's worth the 17 minutes. It's on the radio bar. Worth the 17 minutes. I had the heat on me. He had it on him. He talked about going out the area or going out to Bluffdale, Utah. He'd been there before. Okay? So this guy was a super spook. He knew it all. He knew all about the aliens. He knew about the Bush's crime syndicate. He worked for Casey. He tried to bust Bush, and they murdered Casey. William Casey, CIA director, going to testify against him. So I know more than the average person does. And I'm telling you, we are on a clock now that we're physically going to have to probably put an end to it. Us men out here, we're going to have to get out and kick some ass by arresting some politicians and putting an end to it and doing what Scott Bennett, Dr. Scott Bennett, whistleblower Dr. Scott Bennett, Lieutenant Scott Bennett, Army intelligence, worked in the same building where Snowden did. And what did they do to him? They chased him out of the country, basically, for blowing the whistle on all the spying. And Scott Bennett, what did they do to him? Locked him up for 38 and a half months to shut him up. And guess what? He got locked up with one of their terrorist financing bankers that they were after to begin with, and he gets all the evidence from him on the other side. And nobody still won't do anything about it. And all the evidence I have and everything else, nobody will do anything. So the only thing we're going to be able to do, folks, is we're going to have to shut down. Like you said, if the military, if Trump doesn't force the military to do it, we, the people, are going to have to go in and take out the top of the military and put it back in the cage to keep us all protected. And we, the people, are going to have to do this. Now, in the meantime, we got health issues up the yin-yang, and we're all having them. And I want to bring Ember on occasionally, especially in this one program, to talk about all the stuff of the UN agenda real quick and what it's doing to the human beings, us, and what we can do to counter these things health-wise, what we need to be taking in our body, so forth. Amber, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Okay. our military has already been vaccinated 2017, so everybody knows that. Trump has stated twice in the last 45 days that the war was over because the people were too sick to fight. All right. Last week in the Rose Garden, they just replaced all the roses with white roses. I don't know what that means. And they're pyramids, perfect pyramids, exactly the way the JFK's wife, Jackie, had designed it. Well, last week, President Trump said he's sending out 120 million COVID test swabs. Okay, and then the general went to take it, and Donald Trump laughed because I hope you don't come back positive. And Mike Pence called them symbolism. These are not real tests. And then the reporter asked President Trump, well, what about the soldiers' houses? And Donald Trump said, we're doing first responders first. Okay, so how do you destroy and take over America? We have 23 million veterans. Okay, they are, as the Department of Homeland Security, they are the world's greatest threat. They are their first threat. The plan is to set up these COVID testing sites outside of the military housing, homes. Okay, how do you control the military? By kidnapping their family. Okay, this is where we're at right now. I'm not even joking. President Trump's tie at the debate the other night, y'all noticed those red stripes? Those are called directed energy weapons. I have been watching those cause earthquakes and fires for the last 3 years. It's called infrared technology. Okay, just like on the Israel coin, the 2009 Israel coin, it shows President Trump as Cyrus with Netanyahu, and it says the brotherhood of light against the brotherhood of darkness. Okay, they are the black sun. They believe in the dark light, not the good light, because we are sunlight. Vitamin D is the bedrock of our foundation.
You're throwing Trump in the middle of it almost as though he's a big I don't think he is.
There is an agenda.
As a Christian, as a believer, I question the fact of the embassy in Jerusalem. That was a violation of that agreement that they made in the accords with Egypt and Israel. Egypt was involved with Sadat and it was the Jimmy Carter Accords, a peace treaty that originally came out between the Palestinians and Israel. And Israel would never, the U.S. agreed never to recognize by putting an embassy in Jerusalem. But that was a violation. But that's the son-in-law pushing in that corner, and his daughter,
well,
who's a Jew, by her mother. Okay, now hang on. I want to define this. Now, this could be the time frame. I know one thing. Donald Trump went in with in good intent. Now, 9/10 of the law says, this is what lawyers told me over the years, basically, you're going to commit a crime and go in to fool the people and stuff, okay? And you have the intent to do it. Oh, that's 9/10. That's 9/10. That's all they got to do is prove is a tenth of 9/10. Intent. Intent is the intent. Was his intentions when he went in there to be pulling in the New World Order? I don't think so. I think it was opposite. He was the last of what we have to deal with. And I think Scott Bennett laid it down carefully that if he can't do it, we're going to have to go in and do it. Now, I believe his intentions were correct, but now as a Christian, looking at that Jerusalem thing, that was a mistake, but that was the son-in-law guiding. Here's the problem this guy has had. He has had an illegal first year of presidency against him, with charges against his staff and so forth, and different people in his campaign that were totally illegal. Mueller was doing an illegal job. Bill Barr, his assistant, by the way, during the period of time they made me a political prisoner once, both of them combined, they were in charge. Yeah, they're in charge again. Now, why are they in charge? Trump goes in, and his mistake was, and I said it from the beginning, Kellyanne Conway was a hell of a mistake. He needed her to get elected, but he needed to remove her. Now, the problem is he's been surrounded by all these assholes, and after a period of time, even Otis Johnson, before his murder and death with a satellite, Daddy Bush's E-system, smacking him with a sonar technology and killing him, he told me that if Mueller doesn't do his job and prosecute Hildebeest, he says he'll find himself in a jail cell. Otis ended up dead. General Flynn, who was running the basic operation from the beginning, I will admit to that. I'll put it this way, that all of a sudden what happened to him? He gets arrested and charges bullshit, which he's out of, okay? The problem is Trump didn't know what he was up against, and he's been compromised, I believe, to a certain degree because he realizes if he doesn't do certain things and listen to certain people, et cetera, either that or he just doesn't know the whole bigger picture, and he does what they tell him to do. Because of people advising him. This is where us, the American people, have to start advising him, bombarding with these radio programs I do. Go ahead.
Okay, that's your opinion.
I
yes.
think that the Antichrist, in my opinion, is seeing it show its face with, excuse me, just for a moment, with Biden and Kamala Harris. That is the most evil, too, of the three that can be put up there. Pence, I don't consider Pence a good guy. He puts on a show. He's a politician. Now,
he ran a child trafficking
I believe, had good intentions for this country because he saw things sinking. He had everything in life he ever needed, and he took the position and job to do it. And it's not doing that.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
That's
different
fine.
Opinions. So, just,
okay.
Let's stay the health issue.
The Southern District of New York, which is ran by James Comey's daughter, filed charges against the Trump Corporation, and that happened last month. So absolutely, but Trump's the state. He ran this America and this universe, okay? And it's just an elite, you know, escort service, pretty much. Okay, he ran the cartels. He got his money where he got his money from. And, you know, it's a shady, ugly world. And when you realize that our world, our currency, okay, our dollar is yours and mine, social security number, okay, it's bankrupt. So now they need new refugees for the new social security. We have been cashed in, and now we're due for the harvest, okay? When you realize that everything in our country.
Amber, let's stay here. Okay, for the bigger picture, the listening audience, you're explaining to them a bigger picture of your understanding of where we're at. Let's go straight into the health issue. Let's look at this coronavirus. Okay.
The coronavirus.
Let's talk about 5G. Let's focus it down on 5G.
Okay.
That's what they cranked up.
No
they
problem.
Did it to you. That's what they've done. It screwed us with the 5G, and we're all done now, unless we do something about it. Okay.
Okay. Well, anyways, you can learn this from Navy intelligence. You can learn this from Army intelligence. They've all worked with 5G, okay? It is a DOD, Department of Defense, weapon. The German used it on American soldiers in the war. It boils your brain and your eyeballs in seconds, depending on the frequency that they turn it to, okay? These are cell temples. These are not cell towers, okay? These cell temples are what they're doing is they can turn it up to 600, which will make your air unbreathable so that I can't breathe, suffocation, George Floyd. That is happening across America as we speak. And what happens is they turn it low, okay? Like me right now, you can feel the pressure. Like I just read that Timothy 2, the itching of the ear, okay? That just blew me away. Okay, they turn it on low. What happens is, we're going to take it back to the beginning of this technology. Radio is short for radiation. The signal is a long stream signal. And then we have the polio. Remember that? You baby boomers remember that. That was when we went into radar, okay, and GPS. Now they're rolling out the 5G. The difference between the 5G and all these other technologies is no life could sustain to live with this technology. It is scorched earth, period. Okay? All it does is it a low vibration. If you guys have bloody nose, blood in your ears, liquid coming out of your ears, headache, dizziness, blurred vision, okay, because your brain has no nerve endings. There's no pain sensor in your brain, okay? Like Bloomberg said that the farmers lack gray brain matter. The Red Cross declared last year that the average age of a person to have dementia is 36. So what this does is it's a low frequency that your gray brain matter. Walking Dead, Zombie Land. We have watched this in movies for years. Okay? Now, if you watch the movie Jupiter's Ascending, what are they harvesting? That is our adrenochrome. They put children in cages and they zap them. And they have tubes running to their kidneys at home dialysis that was just passed. Okay, so now they're harvesting the adrenochrome. They can only do it from a child from 3 to 13. After that, the child is sacrificed. Or they make it into a suicide.
You're jumping from one subject here. Of the
okay, we're back on. We're back on corona. Okay.
Reason, because I know you have this passion for our children, and it's been ingrained in
yesterday,
you.
Okay. Yesterday, Pennsylvania declared, it was New Jersey. New Jersey just had a massive case of children coming down with COVID. They had a red rash. Okay, if you've ever had an x-ray, okay, and you got that rash, that is radiation rash. Okay, that's what it's called. While we were all locked up in our houses, they were deploying 1 billion cell towers. They call them trees. They're not trees, cell towers, okay, across America. They've installed these cables. There's three 12-inch cables, okay, one in the ground, two on the telephone pole. They've ran this technology in our schools. And what happens is if you get a rash, they're going to say smallpox has came back. Your children are going to be sick. They're going to be coughing because what happens is when your body is expelling radiation, the first place it does is it goes out of your lungs. Well, when your body expels radiation, it causes you to suffocate because the radiation that your body expels actually lighter than air. Okay, so you're going to suffocate. That's why they brought in the respirators, okay? But the thing is, it doesn't matter how much oxygen you're putting into that lung, you still have that radiation, oxygen, you know, carbon monoxide at the bottom of your lungs, so you need to cough, okay? I haven't figured out how to protect. I'm being hit right now. I could feel this technology in my head. It is a pressure, okay? It's something, it's like your brain's breathing. You'll feel your brain swell, and then it'll go down. Swell go down. You'll have electronic seizure. Okay, you'll feel cramping, but it'll be your nervous system seizing. Stu happens to you all the time. You're going to feel this, okay? So the plan is send our children back to school, okay, just like Hitler. Hitler took the kids, but he didn't do this. But it's the same thing. is pretty much the same exact agenda as Nazi Germany.
And I heard that they installed in a lot of the schools new 5G
every
technology.
Every school, daycare, the vaccinations.
Right, the schools were empty.
Yes. And the daycares and the hospitals. And all the first responders are going to get vaccinated first, which is our veterans. Okay, the families are going to be tested. The FEMA camps are all open, which is devastating when you feel when you realize where FEMA comes from. It's the FEMA Indians of Arizona. They slaughtered them.
Now,
okay?
I'm
off the subject.
Okay, on the bigger picture with FEMA, we'll bring that up in a minute because it ties in this whole bigger picture of what's going on and who was behind.
They're harvesting America's children right now. They're getting ready to deploy this. And they're going to kill us while we're at home. They're going to say our children
have the virus.
I
understand all this. I understand where you're at. I want you to stay on focus here, okay, because most of our listeners already know a bigger picture here. So I want to stay on focus on what
okay, well,
to come
how
down,
they're using this in California.
5G. Okay, now, it's on
okay,
the
I'm
5G,
back.
As an example, on the 5G, you yourself suffered two periods a month. For what was
two
it,
periods.
10, 11 months? Because they installed 5G in your neighborhood tower.
Well, the first thing they deployed little pizza boxes, a gray pizza box on every single telephone pole. And, I mean, there's four presidential orders that President Trump has signed to deploy this technology, okay, on every single telephone pole. And then they come out and they run the cable, one in the ground, two on the telephone poles, okay? So I'm literally living in a vertical cage, literally a wall-less, airless prison. Okay, when they turn this on, you will not be able to leave. You're going to have to find the cable wires running up a telephone pole, and you're going to have to do your duty then. Okay, now what they're doing in California is everybody's seen on September 11th the fires. What they do is they suffocate. They turn up the cell towers. I'm going to call them cell temples because that's what they are. They're cell they have erected their temples. The third temple is now built across America, and now it's going up across the whole entire world. Okay, they turn up the frequency to where you suffocate. You're so sick you can't even move. You just pass out. You don't even know why you're asleep. Your body automatically goes in shock, and your body puts
you
to sleep to save your life.
You had this happen to you after they installed cell towers in California.
I've had this happen to me numerous times.
Yes, and you had double periods for 10 or 11 months until they finally buried. And what did you find, 100 women in your town having the same problem? And your brain started shrinking. And you had blood coming out of your ear. And you were running.
Well, I got zapped. I got zapped from my cell phone, and I felt it. I had blood coming out of my ears. I was blinded. I had 12 knots, size of baseballs, that popped up on my neck. Okay, thank God my friend told me apple juice, and I had apple cider vinegar pills. I took those. As soon as I took those, the pain, the swelling in my brain and my eyes went down, which is gross because right now.
That came from a friend nurse of yours that helped you do the apple juice. Go ahead.
She saved my life, okay? And the only symptom you get is you feel a low hum, a vibration, okay? That is the only thing that you have. It sounds like ocean waves, like a lion roaring in the Bible. It talks about that the beast will be roaring like a lion. That's what it sounds like, okay, when it's turned on. And your body's going to hurt every single nerve, because we are electricity and we are water, like I said, and we are sunlight, we are vitamin D. Every single cell in your body is going to hurt. What they're doing in California, okay, I'm going to say this. And prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Why are they not opening up these cities? Why is New York and California ghost town? Okay, we don't even know how many people have suffocated. Then they turn on the smart meters. We all knew the smart meters was bad. Okay, we've known that for over a decade. What is up with these smart meters? They haven't used them. So there we go. We just let it go. Well, they use the smart meters to burn down their bodies. And then they run this fiber optic cable in the ground, which causes a mud flood. Quicksand, which is happening right now in California. Seen yesterday, there was over 700 earthquakes in one location. Okay, it's the same thing. Now, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to take it all the way back to the beginning of time. So let me go here, okay? I'm going to take it back to the Ark of the Covenant. They said that everything that touched it turned to ash. Okay, well, I'm telling you right now, it is a white powdery ash. And when they found the Ark of the Covenant, they found a white pomegranate. What's with a white pomegranate? That is your white blood cells. That is your gray brain matter. When you're exposed to radiation, your cells are mutated. So that's the reason why Bill Gates stated that if we do our job right, one out of every two Americans will have autism, and one out of four Americans' children will have cancer. Well, that had reached its goal last year. One out of every three Americans had autism, and it was like one out of every six American child was coming down with cancer. 4,000 children were dying every day last year of cancer. Okay, so let's just keep going. Taking back to the Ark of the Covenant. What is the Ark of the Covenant? If you look at the Temple Mount that they plan on building, it is a computer, okay? It's got like 60 feet wall where you can't even go to it. When you look at the Temple Mount, now imagine if that was a microchip. Now if you look at the Microsoft chip that T-Mobile's rolled out and that Verizon has rolled out, it is exactly the Temple Mount design that they plan on erecting on the Temple Mount on top of the mosque. How do they plan on doing this? It is the invisible enemy. President Trump says we're at war with the invisible enemy. It's infrared technology. It's low radiation microwaves, sudden combustion. Okay, why are the trees breaking in half during these hurricanes? We had a 400-mile-wide storm in Iowa. The East Coast is now gone. The Gulf Coast is now gone. The whole entire West Coast is burnt to ashes, just like the Ark of the Covenant. It is a microchip. Okay, this is what they've been searching for all of these years. And it's the Ark of the Covenant. It's Barak, like Jesus Christ said. Behold, Barak fell from the heavens like lightning fell from the sky. Okay, that's what this is. It literally, I mean, I have been watching them start, like last year they started 500 fires in 1 hour. All at the same time, bam. We lost 3 million acres on September 11th. And it's not just America's problem. Okay, China, September 11th, they blew the dam. 350 million people lived underneath that dam. Okay, this is what we're going through. Now, Jesus Christ said that there will be no rock standing of your temple. And we know what happened after Jesus died, right? The earth shook, quake, the earth, right, turned into black darkness. And no mountain was left unshaken. Well, that's what this does. It causes earthquakes, quicksand, suffocation, okay, and it turns your body into ashes. We've seen paradise. That's what happens in Paradise, California. 50,000 people are still missing on those fires. I mean, people talk about paradise, but there were seven other counties that were burnt. But what did not burn? Their temples. Their temples. My area, anyways. So that's 5G. That's what we're looking at. There's nothing new here. They've used it before, and I actually think that this is what they used to sink the pyramids. They ran off with the Ark, remember? They ran off with the Ark. Well, it's just a 5G microwave microchip. It's the prince of the air. And this is what they're using against you. It's turning your body, your brain. And what they want to do is they're spraying us with all this nanotechnology. When you're brain dead, you'll be standing there. They'll put a chip in you. And it's like the body snatchers. Okay, they can do whatever they want. And at that point, they're going to open the bottomless pit and all these demons and aliens, whatever, will have host bodies to do with us as they will. Because we won't have any grave. I mean, it's devastating. And that sounds way off the wall. Prove me wrong. Look at the Temple Mount. Imagine it as a microchip. And then look at the T-Mobile, Verizon, Microsoft 5G, 6G, 7G chip. It's exactly the same design.
Now, we know
and I was shown this.
Go ahead.
Oh, Bill Gates is nobody. Let's talk about who's doing this. Okay, who's doing this? We all know about Cain and Abel. We all know about Cain and Abel. What about the other brother? Or they call him a sister. What about Seth? Okay, I call him the twisted sister, the transgender. Okay, that's what I call them. Seth, it is their religion of Seth, the black son. And they have weaponized the LGBTQ plus community. The plus is for pedophilia. We have weaponized. Barack Obama cut off 1 million soldiers' penises. And genetically, I have a cousin that happened to him. He went in as a beautiful 18-year-old boy. His name is Al Christian. Okay, and he has no balls. He's not even 30 years old. That man doesn't know who he's going to be, but he has nothing left. Okay, this is what they're doing. This is their religion. This is what they believe in. And it's really not about politics. It's about the money, honey. Bill Barr cleaned up Iran-Contra. Okay, what was Iran-Contra? It was consolidating the drug trade, the human trafficking routes. The same thing's happened now. Hillary Clinton and Bush and them have sent it over to Saudi Arabia and China. Like I said, the children of Adrenochrome. Well, it's coming back to America. Okay, they're bringing it back to America, and they're going to harvest our children in these FEMA camps. And that's the goal. And it's about the money and the drugs. Bill Barr is consolidating all the drug money, all the human organ trafficking, blood money, and the drugs. That's what's happening right now. And it's we've all been deceived. It's all a lie. I love President Trump with all of my heart. I pray that he can accomplish the goal that he has set before him. But as Rod Rosenstein said, there was a B team. We'll be here when you got here, and we'll be here when we leave, when you leave. Okay, Washington, D.C., the Democratic Party is the only party, and the whole entire, every other nation has declared the Democratic Party a terrorist organization. Every other nation but the United States. The Democratic Party has slaughtered 70 countries since the Balfour Declaration of Israel. 70 nations, and it's all about the children and the organ harvested and the adrenochrome. Just like the movie Adrenochrome. Now, let's get into the religion. Okay, if you watch the music video, ABBA, that's a good one. You should watch that. They're Twisted Sisters. Okay, it's Antichrist. They don't want men to be men. They want men to be dykes. Okay, that's Antichrist. You're supposed to love thy brother and thy father and thy Holy Spirit, their being. No, they want to sacrifice all of our men, just like the Mayans did. They sacrificed all their warriors, and then they fell to the priest. That's what's happening. And we keep giving our soldiers, thinking that they're protecting America. The American soldiers cannot fight on American soil, period. That's what Adam Schiff just submitted a bill, okay? And you think that this COVID's real? The CARES Act was signed and written in 2019, which we know it was written way before that. President Trump signed it. That gave the Clinton Foundation $227 billion. The Clinton Foundation is running Trace Force, Track Force in America. Your chromosome, now listen to this. These tests are testing for your chromosome 8 chromosome. If you look at Michelle Obama, Big Mike's presidential dress in the Smithsonian, in the painting, that is your chromosome 8 DNA panel on her dress. Why the chromosome 8? Your chromosome 8 is your IQ and fights cancer. Okay, so they have weaponized and targeted with vaccines to destroy your chromosome 8, which is your IQ and fights cancer, which makes you who you are. Just like back in the day, we weren't allowed to read when we were slaves, when we were immigrants. Now, here's my thing. I think we should bring back Abraham Lincoln's party, Mudsill. They called us Mudsilly. The Democrats called Abraham Lincoln's party Mudsilly. Unwashed immigrants, rednecks, footloose, vagrant, lowly, low-lives, dirt diggers, farmers, swamp people, Mudsilly. Because we lived on the land and we loved the land. Because without the dirt, we do not eat. We do not survive. California is now a wasteland. I haven't seen a butterfly and a bird in 2 years. No sparrows. I live in the migration of all the animals from Mexico, come up north and then travel back down to Mexico. There's nothing. There's no frogs. There's not even minnows in the creeks. There's nothing left. They have deployed this a long time ago. I mean, the cell towers have been up for at least 15 years, but they just now ran the fiber optic cables. 250,000 miles of fiber optic cables. Secretary Chow, which is Mitch McConnell's wife, she's the Secretary of Transportation. She's ran this technology. This technology is not for us. It's for their robots. It's for their driverless tractors, their driverless trucks. They plan on exterminating, like the Georgia Guidestones, by the way, is on federal property. The Georgia Guidestones were erected, March 4th, 1980, and it still stands today, which says keep the population at 500 million. This is where we're at. These people are going full speed ahead. They're going full speed ahead. And if you're having any of these symptoms, 14 nations, see, you call me crazy. China went live with, are you there, Stu?
I am here. I'm listening.
China went live with 5G on Halloween, okay, 2019. They had already forced vaccinated their people in 2019. China went live with 5G on a Halloween. Okay, 21 million people died from Halloween until January. Okay, Italy deployed 5G, went live. Sweden is now going live. You get a rash, you're going to say smallpox. Smallpox is back. We've been exposed to this before, but people had more brain matter than we had, more thinking skills, and it's not your fault. Okay, they have put so much fluoride. Okay, the fluoride is what they use in the Nazi Germany camps. Fluoride makes you dumb, makes it where you can't think properly. You need to distill your own water. Okay, you need to take a cold shower. Do not let that water go into your lungs and into your skin. Your skin is a better absorbent than your stomach. Okay, it's not your fault. This is none of our fault. We have been poisoned. They have to kill us and exterminate us now, because what they have done, the Democrat Party has done, and their rhinos have allowed to be done to the American people, makes Nazi Germany look like, flag football. Okay, they have done so many experiments. They were spraying Agent Orange all over San Francisco and Sacramento during the fires on September 11th, just like they sprayed on our soldiers in Iraq, 91, just like they sprayed on our soldiers in Vietnam. Okay, it's the same people. It's Madura. It's IV Farba. Okay, it's the same, and they're called the pharmacias in the Bibles. Okay, and they call themselves Jews, but they are not. If you look at the ancient Hebrew, that is a language. The new Hebrew is Greek. And just like Greece did, they threw all the women out of their country to lesbian island. They're called the Amazon warriors, okay? And now you have the Greeks, the Sodomites. They call themselves Jews, but they are not. If you look at the old Hebrew and look at Greek, there's two different languages. It's Greek, it's not Jew, okay? They call themselves the chosen ones, but they are not. They are the Antichrist, the anti-male. And they want the men out of our lives so they can rape and pillage as they please. And there's nothing the children and the weak mommies can do about it. And how do you get inside of a bald eagle's nest? You know, how do you come into a mother's house and into a mother's, you know, get past a mother's protection? I need a mother's wings to get to her children by putting on a dress. A mother never questions another woman, but we look sideways at a man. This is how they work. They're the octagon women, family, mothers. They adopt our children. 89% of all the children in foster care have been sexually raped, molested, and pimped. And when you find out that 800,000 children go missing every year, where do they come from? They were taken out of their homes. Hillary Clinton made this, Child Protective Services. It is profit. They have no choice but to remove these children from these homes. They have a quota. Okay, this money, I'm in California, I think we pay $100 billion in Child Protective Services a year. $100 billion, that's the judges. That's the social workers. That's everybody. And this virus is just exactly what Hitler did. Hitler's camps were called the quarantine camps. They weren't called FEMA. They're called quarantine camps. Hitler came to power over a virus. The virus was the brown-haired Poland from Poland, Italy, and the Russian refugees coming into their land. And the United States government paid Hitler to do every one of those tests. Hitler came to L.A., Hollywood, to learn his extremist genetics and racism. And even Hitler said Hollywood was too extreme for him. This is what we're dealing with, these people. And, the United Nations Genocide Treaty, signed by President Bush, 1988. And the Microsoft chip is exactly the replica of the Temple Mount. It's a microchip. Okay, they're erecting their towers. See, we have temples, you know, our crosses. They have, that's the reason why we erected crosses in the air, to protect the airwaves. They had to remove God from churches, from schools, and from our hearts with their polluted, barbaric TV and music. They entertained us and they drugged us. It didn't matter if you smoked, you crack heroin. It's in your air. It's in your food. I mean, every single child, every male child is now growing breasts because they're putting estrogen in the milk, in the baby formula. I mean, there's arsenic in your baby formula. I mean, this is who we're dealing with. This is the United States Corporation. That's what we're dealing with.
What would up against the New World Order, Satan, which I'd like to go off to you really try to explain it well as a bigger picture. And you do, Amber.
Yeah.
But the picture is G5G has to be stopped in America. Chemtrails have to be stopped in America. HARP and the manipulation of the jet stream has to be stopped in America. Now, we the people have to do this. Now, you're a believer in God and you're a believer in prayer.
Amen.
You're being hit.
Yeah.
You're being hit with the most wild things.
Painful.
I heard about someone else being hit.
Headaches, seizures. It's so painful. And it's so painful. When they hit you, you can't even move.
Yep. Other people are being hit as well that I'm aware of. Three other people. So they're selectively trying to shut mouths up and people up right now, affect them in some way, shape, or form. And believe me, I'm being hit. I can feel it, and I know it. So people have got to understand this because we're going to have to put a stop to it, folks. It's going to come up. This election is going to be bizarre. And we're going to continue to see the satanic New World Order playing its game. They're doing it through the BLM, Black Lives Matter. They're doing it through Antifa, the terrorist organizations. Both of them really are part of the Democratic Party, being funded by it, funding them, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's all there's tons of information out there about them. Okay, the problem is we're going to put a stop to them. Now, I believe in prayer. I know you do. And I'd rather see God change everything than have it to go in and take care of the problem myself, but I will do that if I have to. Now, with that said, let's try to bring this to a conclusion. Everybody needs to get out and get active. They need to be active against these politicians. They need to be active as far as signs are concerned. Join these, not the Black Lives Matter, but legitimate protests where legitimate people are during the day, not at night, those are the terrorists, at the daytime, with signs, stop 5G. Another sign, stop HARP.
No, what you need to do is you need to get an electromagnetic radiation detector. You need to go stand in front of the school. You need to go stand underneath the McDonald's sitting above and show those people they are being eradicated. Those are not cell towers. Those are cell temples. They're scrambling your white cells. It's like living next to a leaking nuclear bomb.
Now, here's the deal. We as people need to inform the others, but we need to do it besides on the internet where it's a certain amount of audience and that's it. Get your million. We get a month. That's enough. Make enough noise. But people need to get out on the streets to wake up the average person with signs, in my opinion. I think it's very important to be doing that. Election fraud coming. Stop HARP.
It's not election fraud. It's planned.
I know we know it is, but just the sign that says stop election fraud. Well, what do you mean by that?
It's
well, there's
planned.
Only two kinds of ballots that are legal. One is an absentee ballot. You go down and fill it out and do so forth. And the second is you go vote at the booth. Now, those are the two legal ways to election. So you have a sign that says stop election fraud. People are asking, what do you mean by that? There's your answer to it. Now, the second part of it is stop chemtrails. What is chemtrails? Well, it's called Operation Cloverleaf U.S. Air Force, and there's two others, and I'll try to get them up underneath this show someplace. Explain.
Okay.
Now, third, they need to stop HARP, stop this weather modification that's causing which is part of hurricanes and all kinds of other crap.
Tornadoes, earthquakes, fires.
Being drugged down like over me today. We're going to 30s tonight. Okay, the jet stream was pulled down over the Midwest intentionally, and you could see it because of the way it does. Coming along the fires, fanning the fires in California, then going across Arizona and coming back across the Midwest like a U-turn, a hook.
They spray sparkler ingredients.
Get on with me for a moment. Stay on track. Get rid of HAARP. Get rid of chemtrails. Get rid of Stop 5G. We need to be out there with signs. Even if it's on the weekend, folks, join different events. I hear the mayor of Kansas City's been doing all kinds of stuff, and I kind of respect him, okay, seeing what he's doing, trying to handle everything and get the violence off the streets and all the other stuff. But they're holding meetings and rallies where you'll hear about them on your local TV. Get out there with your signs and say something. Stop this crap is my point. You want to laugh? I'll give you the final word, but let's limit it. I know how you are.
Okay. You know how I am. Okay.
You're very
knowledgeable. This is going to be my...
Very, very knowledgeable. You have probably the knowledge
of my soul.
This is
my soul screaming.
Go ahead.
This is my soul screaming. This is my soul screaming. Screaming this. Now listen to me, okay? Me and Jay, we don't agree on everything. Okay? I don't see anything worth keeping. I said we abolish it. No vote. Breach of contract. They reneged. They poisoned us. They poisoned our water. They poisoned our vaccine. Supreme Court Robert wrote transcript last year stating that 32 years of vaccines and not one single safety test, okay? And I'm not saying this is President Trump, okay? But he is of the Empire State. He knows. We all know. We don't know, but I know now. But I'm going to ask everybody not to be a good German. When our American soldiers got there, they asked, well, didn't you notice the people were missing? Yeah. Well, it wasn't me. And then our American soldiers asked the Germans, well, didn't you notice the smell? Yeah, but we got used to it. It wasn't me. And didn't you notice the smoke? And the Germans said, well, yeah, but, you know, it wasn't me. And we have been hit since 2017. Do you really think our breadbasket, the heartland, has been completely wiped out was by accident? There's no water watering California. California feeds the world. There's no water. With a stroke of a pen, we lost our water supply. It takes decades to grow these trees to produce this fruit and these vegetables and these nuts and berries. They're all dead, okay? It's not. By mistake that the whole entire Gulf Coast has been wiped out by hurricanes. It's not a mistake the whole entire East Coast has been wiped out by hurricanes and tropical storms. It's not a mistake that the West Coast is now being devoured by fire. It's the song that Alicia Keys sings. Are you going to stand there and watch me burn? Are you going to stand there and watch me cry? Because let me tell you something, 5 million people just lost their lives on September 11th, 2020. And nobody seems to notice. Everybody's worrying about this election. And on September 11th, 2020, they used directed energy weapons. And when you look at Donald Trump's tie at the debate the other night against Joe Biden, that's exactly what it looks like, a directed energy weapon. And I'm not going to be here for long. I'm not fleeing because I have been asked to guide my 40 million brothers and sisters that are going to be coming with me to the seventh heaven. I'm just stay to help them. But listen to me. Stop being a good German. Where are our American refugees, America? Where are they? We watched them bring in the refugees from Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Yemen, Syria, Zimbabwe. We watched them bring in those Somalia refugees, America. Where are your American weather refugees? And it's not climate denial. It's weather weapons denial. And this is how they use it. It's the prince of the air. And God bless you guys. And I know everything that I said was hard. And as I always tell, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Let me be crazy. Prove me wrong. God's
You're
gift.
Not crazy. You're not crazy. You're on target.
I wish I was. Jim.
You're on target.
I wish I was.
You want to take a prayer on this? Go ahead.
Yeah. Lord and Lord, King of Kings, God of all gods, creator of all creators, source of all sources, and dad of all dads. Heavenly Father, I ask that you blow down your rod of God. I ask that you blow down all their systems, their lenses over our sun, their chemical spraying operation, Heavenly Father. I ask that you heal my land, my air, my water, my sunlight, Heavenly Father. I ask that you destroy these gods of this earth, from whatever you want to call them, from Janus to Seth to Nimrod to Apollyon to Abaddon, Heavenly Father. I ask that you strike them down, Heavenly Father, and you remove them. I know you cast them to the earth, Heavenly Father, but you've seen what they have done. 14 nations are now saying that all the children and everybody who got COVID, microwave, oh, Jesus, are now sterile, Heavenly Father. There's not one living sperm and one living egg in their womb and their bodies anymore, Father. I ask that you heal those children and those women and those men, Heavenly Father. They want to take the seed of Adam away from this planet, Heavenly Father. You told us this was their goal. They wanted to exalt themselves above you, Heavenly Father. Control the wind, the air, the water, and the seeds. Monsanto, Ivy Farben has done that, Heavenly Father. I ask that you now bring Jesus Christ in return. I ask that you strike him down to the face of the earth, Heavenly Father. I ask that you remove them, Heavenly Father, and I ask that you heal our temples, our bodies, and to have forgiveness and have mercy, Heavenly Father. We have been poisoned, gassed, bioweapons, vaccines, microwaved. Heavenly Father, come to Jesus' name.
I'm in agreement with you. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm in agreement with him. Couldn't have said it more. Amen. Thank you, Amber. Amber, thank you. We'll do this again.
I hope you can use it. I hope it wasn't too much. I have a headache. I'm getting zapped so hard right now. I've had bloody noses all day. It's just bad. I'm about ready to go, but I love you still.
Love you, babe. Take care.
All right. Bye. Bye.